Okay, now I would like to invite Professor Benet DeBerry Spence to give a faculty report.
Good morning. Thank you. Today's University Senate's conference faculty report presentation will follow a similar format to the one you used last evening at the University Insights program. And our topic today deals with faculty research and the important and vital linkages that it enables our university system. The Great American Frontier, which lasted nearly 400 years, provided periods and places for the continued renewal of politics, culture, and economics. Towards the end of that era, the University of Illinois, pictured here circa 1870, was no doubt a part of that. Over time, this building has been replaced, and on this land now stands the world-class UIUC Beckman Institute for Advanced Science and Technology, devoted to cutting-edge interdisciplinary research. It seems, then, that the innovative American frontier has reemerged in the entrepreneurial economy on the U.S. campuses like UIS, where higher education and entrepreneurship are seen as two societal institutions crucial to economic growth, job creation, and increased standards of living. The contemporary campus ecosystem offers key characteristics of the American frontier, that is, available assets, liberty, and diversification, while creating opportunity for fostering entrepreneurship and innovation. A Venn diagram used here to visualize this ecosystem. On the right, we see, our little pointer here is not working, but on the right we see the university, and on the left we see the other key constituencies and external stakeholders. Two points I'd like to point out to bring to your attention here. First, few would disagree that the role of public universities in society and society's transformation are changing, and this has clear implications for how universities are conceived. One implication is that the university ecosystem is not fixed but constantly responding to the changing world around it. So perhaps the use of circles may actually be, whether they are solid or dotted, may be less applicable. Second, the role of research in university systems like ours isn't simply an add-on. Rather, it creates vital linkages needed for sustainability, like funding and financial, those related, and those that are necessary to fulfill our mission. Perhaps then, a more meaningful representation of those linkages that faculty research create might be visualized like this. And the university research entrepreneurial ecosystem be visualized less like this, and instead like this, where the public university is conceived in representative ways that reflect less us versus them, and instead the significance of faculty research linkages in the ecosystem. I'd like to take a few minutes to demonstrate in practice now faculty research linkages. Certainly, with over 3,000 tenure and tenure-track faculty researchers, there are no shortage of exemplars. For the sake of simplicity, I humbly use my own research journey and research agenda to demonstrate linkages that faculty research engage and enable. This photo captures my belief that at the University of Illinois, our research is intended to change how people see the world. My involvement with U of I dates back, in fact, to my very beginning. And as I'll tell my husband, same smile, different hair. I was born in what is now the Illinois Medical District. As an undergraduate student, I took an epidemiology class from a gentleman by the name of Father Thomas Stripe, and I assisted in his mosquito laboratory with his research related to elephantiasis elimination in Haiti. This work and his research is an area that now today the University of Illinois faculty researchers are close to developing a vaccine for. These student experiences introduced me not only to the world of scholarship, but equally important, faculty research enabled linkages for me to what was a new global world. This led me to the healthcare and pharmaceutical industries, where for over a dozen years I led global teams in North and South America, Europe, and Asia, focused on commercializing research pipelines. This work reinforced my interest in research, but as you might guess from this image, it fueled a desire to participate in research that engaged the public good in quite a different way than it did in the pharmaceutical industry. Consequently, an issue for me was conducting research in ways that both benefit communities and industries. And a key research question for me was, how can solutions to everyday problems create significant market development opportunities? Subsequently, I began researching with African micro-entrepreneurs. Africa's population exceeds 1 billion, and over the next four decades will surpass that of India and China. And in 2011, the combined per capita income of Africa's 10 largest economies was more than double that of India. Microbusinesses are an important part of this because they represent 97% of all African businesses and contribute to more than 50% of the continent's GDP. As part of my work with micro-entrepreneurs, in 2005, I started an engaged research initiative in Accra, Ghana, West Africa, the Masazi Visitor and Welcome Center, which serves as the official visitor and welcome center for the National Center for Culture and one of three for the capital city. This initiative supports the growth of over 4,000 micro-entrepreneurs in the marketplace. My research efforts are undertaken side-by-side vendors, helping to better understand and tackle everyday challenges, ranging from raw material purchasing to infrastructure-related matters like power outages and, those shown here, water shortages. I've extended this research from the arts and crafts industry to the mobile telecommunications industry, as seen in this picture of street mobile phone card sellers. And here, where I too sell mobile phone cards as part of engaged methods. This has led me to research the mobile banking industries, where I have examined the impact of everyday challenges faced by micro-entrepreneurs, such as coin shortages. And to examining micro-entrepreneurship and corporate social responsibility by multinationals, as seen in this community Coke micro-distribution center. Mobility has also been the focus of my research work on dealing with methods and the potential of mobile phone visual ethnography methods to give voice to consumers living in subsistence markets and businesses located in markets with low literacy. Without a doubt, then, research is indeed central to our faculty role in the university and critical to our university creating linkages that exist in the university ecosystem. It enables much of the knowledge that our faculty share in the classroom. For example, global research is essential to my own MBA course teachings and provides shared experiences with many students from emerging and developing economies. And as it was for me, it enables me to provide exposure to students to places and they've never been and to new ways of thinking. Research is also essential to forging linkages within our system, like those my research has allowed with UIUC faculty on subsistence marketplaces, with UIC Great Cities, and with UIS faculty at the University Senate's conference, and more recently as a presidential fellow working on urban economic development. Having worked with external organizations like the Council for Development on Social Science Research in Africa, foreign government ministries, local and international communities, and the media, it goes without saying that faculty research is vital to forging linkages outside our system. In closing, then, thinking about the university campus as contemporary frontier and its role in the country's entrepreneurial ecosystem, I recall an image of micro-entrepreneurs taken from my scholarship in Ghana, West Africa, on, believe it or not, a highway. This highway is actually named the George Bush Highway. And I am reminded of how of the far reach that our faculty scholarship has and the complex global linkages it enables the University of Illinois system to engage. Thank you, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions for Professor DeBerry Spence? Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.